Brenda E. Conway, Dennis Michael Cook.
Names of the victims who were killed in the September 11th terrorist attacks 10 years ago were read aloud Friday at the University of Kentucky. The ROTC's Perishing Rifles held its annual memorial vigil on the campus's main lawn. Cadet Josh Lynch is commander of the group.
We're trying to get awareness out to the campus. Some people tend to forget, or just to help them remember.
Lynch was 11 years old and in the sixth grade when 9/11 happened. It was in high school that he started to consider a life in the military.
I felt like I owed my country something, and I owed the people who were attacked on 9/11 something. And the best way that I felt I could do that was by serving my country.
Several observances will mark the 10-year anniversary of the attacks. In Frankfort, the Daughters of the American Revolution and the Kentucky Historical Society will ring the Kentucky Liberty Bell, a replica of the original Liberty Bell in Philadelphia.
When we found out that the Kentucky Liberty Bell had been brought out of storage and was in the garden, it's like, well, we need to have a ceremony there.
Jessie Ann Wells is state regent for the DAR. She says the bell was last rung on the first anniversary of 9/11, and it will be sounded three times to honor the people who died at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
You know, we just need to let people know that we're concerned and that we don't want to forget about this. We should not forget.
The ceremony begins at 3 p.m. Sunday at the Thomas D. Clark Center in Frankfort. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Brenna Angel.